Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. We're headed into September and we've got our 4-H enrollment starting now. The new 4-H year started September 1st and enrollment is now open in the Cass County 4-H program for new members to join and returning members to re-enroll. It is important that members re-enroll every year so they can update their medical information, update their contact information, and update their project choices so they can get accurate communication from us. So if you are in 4-H and plan to re-enroll for this year, please go ahead and log into your 4-H online account, or you're welcome to stop by the Extension office and we can help you get re-enrolled as well. If you'd like to join 4-H in Cass County, you're welcome to contact a local club if you know a club leader or 4-H member that you'd like to join with. If you're not sure where to start, give us a call at the Cass County Extension office, 712-243-1132. We'd be happy to help you find a club with meeting times and locations that are a good fit for you. We do have 12 active 4-H clubs here in Cass County for youth in 4th through 12th grade, in addition to 9 Clover Kids groups here in Cass County, specifically for youth in kindergarten through 3rd grade. So there's a variety of groups located across the county that may be right for your youth to join. If you'd like to chat with us, you're also welcome to stop by Produce in the Park tomorrow evening. We'll be set up in the Atlantic City Park from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. with information on joining 4-H. You'll feel free to stop by and get some information and talk to our 4-H staff about what club might be right for you. You're also invited to join us for 4-H Fall Fest, happening at the beginning of National 4-H Week. That's Sunday evening, October 6th, and that'll be here on the Cass County Fairgrounds from 4 to 6 p.m. The entire family is welcome to come out and join us, both returning 4-Hers and potential 4-Hers. We'll have information set up about joining 4-H, fun hands-on activities for the family, and we'll also be having a light meal that evening. That's 4-H Fall Fest happening October 6th, which is a Sunday evening here on the fairgrounds from 4 to 6 p.m. Mark your calendar and plan to join us for that. And again, all that information about joining 4-H, you can either call the Extension office or visit our website for details. Also in the fall, we talk about applying broadleaf herbicide to our lawn. Fall is the best time to apply broadleaf herbicides for weed control, but of course you want to make sure to do it properly for maximum effectiveness. Our horticulturalists with ISU Extension and Outreach in this week's Yard and Garden column explain the timing, how to apply, and getting good results for those broadleaf herbicides. The best time to apply is late September to early November for any broadleaf herbicides in the state of Iowa. In fall, these perennial broadleaf weeds are transporting their food or carbohydrates back from their foliage or leaves to the roots in preparation to overwinter. Broadleaf herbicides applied at this time of year will be absorbed by the leaves and transported to the roots, resulting in the destruction of the broadleaf weeds at the root level, so they are less likely to come back in the spring. Spring applications are generally less effective than fall applications because they only kill off the leaves and don't kill the roots. For maximum effectiveness, your broadleaf herbicide product should contain a mixture of 2 or 3 herbicide active ingredients, as no single compound will control all broadleaf weeds. The most common herbicide active ingredients are 2,4-D, dicamba, triclopyr, mecoprop or MCPP, and quinclorac. A single application of a mixed broadleaf herbicide should effectively kill many broadleaf weeds. Difficult to control weeds, such as wild violets in the lawn, will likely require 2 or more applications. To ensure adequate absorption, apply broadleaf herbicides when no rain is forecast for at least 24 hours. After treatment, allow 4 to 5 days to pass before you mow that off. Again, that is so the broadleaf herbicide can be transported from the leaf where it is absorbed to the roots of the plant where it will be most active. Broadleaf herbicides can be applied either as liquids or granules. Either method, you should carefully follow and read any label directions to make sure you're applying at the proper rate and timing. If you are applying liquid herbicides, apply when the winds are light and temperatures are forecast to remain below 85 degrees for at least 24 hours to prevent drift to non-target plants. Select a nozzle that produces larger or coarse droplets and use a low sprayer pressure. When spraying, keep the nozzle close to the ground. If only a few areas of your lawn have weed problems, spot treat those rather than spraying the entire lawn. You want to apply just enough material to wet the leaf surface. Liquid herbicides are usually more effective in general than granular products. If you do apply a granular product, you may choose to do so because these are often combined with fertilizers. To get this effectively applied, you want to apply that granular herbicide and fertilizer when the foliage is wet. Again, these herbicides are absorbed by the weed's leaves, not the roots, so you need to have moisture on the weed's leaves and foliage surface to allow that granular herbicide to stick to the foliage for maximum absorption. A great way to do this is to apply those granular products in the early morning when the foliage is wet, or irrigate the lawn prior to application to get a good stick on the leaves. Again, ideal timing-wise for broadleaf herbicides would be late September to early November. In the dry fall weather, wait for a good rain or irrigate before applying. For more information on this topic, you can check out the Horticulture Hotline online or give them a call here in Iowa. For more information on upcoming events and activities here in Cass County, call 712-243-1132. Visit the Cass County Extension website, follow us on Facebook, or stop by our office on the fairgrounds. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.